Welcome to Blog Talk Radio in high fidelity. Welcome to a new year and a Thursday edition of the Weekly Conversation. I'm your host, Kyle. We didn't have a show Tuesday. I'll get into that. Today on the conversation, California finally makes pot legal, but just beware, Jeff Sessions has supposedly said that he's rescinding everything Obama did, and he is going to go full force after every place that supports legalized pot. How do I think about that? Governor Jerry Brown, he's one of my favorites, you know, the guy that, you know, in a state where Kate Steinman was killed, and he's made them pass the law that they're a sanctuary state now. So if you're an illegal alien, if you're Sir 13, if you're a killer, whatever, you're welcome there. California wants you. Me and my wife kind of got into this a little bit, but she is right. I kind of had it right, but not this coming up. This past couple days, we've had a super moon called a wolf moon, and then after that, we had a super blue moon. I thought it was a green, but it was a super blue moon. My wife was right.
Yeah, I've never heard of a green moon.
Well, whatever. But anyway. Want to get into that. A 16-year-old boy who has been renamed Anonymous reportedly right before New Year's killed his family. A 6'6 story out of New Jersey. A lot about this new tax bill and there's good and bad, and I'll get into that. And there's a lot of talk about this being a extremely dangerous year. And I want to get into the good and bad and also some English Premier League stuff. So welcome to the conversation that I hope you feel a part of, folks, in Psalms 5:11. But let all who take refuge in you rejoice. Let them sing joyful praises forever. Spread your protection over them that all who love your name may be filled with joy. Think about that as you're going through your evening today or your morning or whenever you're listening to this. Maybe you got your Starbucks Christmas blend and you're just kicking it and listening to the program. Thank you for tuning in. If you don't know, I was supposed to have a conversation on Tuesday. It was a nightmare from hell day. Because, of course, we wake up and it's really cold downstairs. And my wife's like, well, isn't the heat supposed to be at like 60? No, it's at 72. Well, it's like 66. What the heck? And so our heat's going out. So we had to call maintenance and they come out. And one of that, we have like two burners and one flame was out. So we finally got that fixed. And my mom's like picking me up and takes me to Malwart. And we do some shopping. And because I wanted to get some groceries. And while we're there, pick up my wife's meds. And it's not even an hour into it. My wife's like, call me ASAP. And I'm like, oh, no. Hopefully this is just another, I don't know what it is. Hopefully it's nothing bad. She goes, I got a hole in my tire. And I'm like, okay, well, hopefully you're near a gas station. Drive it to a gas station, put some air in the tire, and then take it to where you got it and get it replaced. I can't put air in it. What do you mean you can't? A hole in the tire? Well, see, my wife is the exact opposite of my biological sister. If she says the tire is shredded in a million pieces, my biological sister would be like a pinhole. My wife says there's a hole in the tire, and the thing's like, looks like a semi-retread tire that's been blown to bits. Two huge cracks in the thing. And, of course, it's like minus 13 degrees outside, and I go there. I get there and I'm like, okay, get ready to jack it. There's no spare. So I'm like, I'm going to put my spare in there. And I call my dad and he brings his 3-ton jack out there. And it's like 3 o'clock in the afternoon, about 3:30, about 4 o'clock. My dad comes with the 3-ton jack, jack the thing up. Well, that spare won't work because I have 5 lug nuts. Hers has 4 lug nuts. So, okay. So we go to, and this is after every tow company is like fully booked for like 2 days. That's how busy the tow companies were. Said if your car was illegally parked, they didn't just stay there. They couldn't. There'd be no one to tow it. Then my dad goes, okay, I'm going to put this block underneath here and we're going to go take it and get it tire barn and get it warranty because it was under warranty. The thing was bought in September. Discount tire. Pardon me. Discount tire. I don't know why I say, I'm surprised, you know, I don't say someone else, but it's, you know, Tire Barn, I've heard is decent, but Discount Tire was amazing. I mean, this thing is like not even 3 months old, probably. And it went, so, but I've never seen 20 people at Discount Tire and like 8 people in line. And of course, there are like 2 people in front of me that are like, yeah, I need, yeah, can you make sure my tires are rotated and check the sensors and this? And I'm like, yeah, I've got a car that's no tire, you know, it's on a jack basically. What the heck? Trying to get back and forth to her work. But by about 7:30, we finally got the car fixed. And so that's why I didn't get home till almost 8:30. That's why I had no show, because I had nothing written. You know, if you don't know about the conversation, I come up with ideas. I'm going to talk about this and this and this. And then I know what I want to talk about. Then I look up on 6 or 7 websites. Let's see, is it legit? Okay, did John Travolta really die? And then after the 3rd website, if you can't find anything about it, then it's probably a hoax. You know, okay, well, what did Drudge Report say about it? What did Alex Jones talk about it? Who did Fox talk about it? Did CNN talk about it? Did this? Did MSN? Who's out there? What are they saying? You know, and then you go from there. And then once I have all my stories, then I go and fact check and see what I think about it. And, you know, try to hear all the sides. And it takes about 5-6 hours to do this hour program. The big issue we have today is, you know, we're in a dangerous world. You know, North Korea is dangerous. Iran is dangerous. Trump has nothing to do with it. You know, we're in a dangerous, extremely dangerous time in this Earth's history. All these people like, well, Trump's going to get us killed. He needs to be hospitalized, medicated, and da-da-da, Joy Bayerson, all this bull crap. Let me tell you something, Joy, okay? You're going to be saying and bitching and complaining that Trump didn't do enough if North Korea attacks us. And you'll probably say, well, Trump hasn't done anything. North Korea is doing what they've been doing. It hasn't changed. They were doing that when Obama was there. Obama just didn't do anything about it. It's only a matter of time before they do something. If Trump wouldn't be doing anything to stand up to North Korea, they'd still be testing and doing what they're doing. That's what people don't realize. Okay? That's the DPRK is supposedly having talks with South Korea. They want to get in the Olympics. Because they've gotten into the World Cup before. They've had, like, North Korea's had people at the World Cup, and the people that were there were actors. They were North Korean defectors. Not really defectors, but like, you know, like government high-ranking people that were closely monitored to make sure they came back. There, I don't believe these talks are even close to real. Legit. Yeah, it can only help. If it happens. Right. Yeah. But we'll have to wait and see because, you know. I mean, the DBRK, the dude's psycho. I mean, you got to understand, folks, those people live in the Juche ideology. Their Kim Il-sung is the man. He created everything. He is their Jesus Christ. They breathe. Because of him, I can breathe. I feel him behind me. You know, if his spirit was not here, I would die because I cannot. He helps me breathe. He helps me walk. I do everything, you know. Oh, the beer that we get to try, he invented it. You read a book, he wrote it. And they don't know any different. They don't know any different. And if they attack us, they attack us. It's not, well, the stock market hit 25,000, a record high. Well, now that's because of Obama's policy, you know. I mean, we would be doing the same high stock market if Hillary Clinton became president, because she's not in. No, if Hillary Clinton got in and the stock market wouldn't be doing this great, but they would praise Hillary. They wouldn't say it's because of Barack Obama. Since Trump's in office, they can't say it's his. He's making it great. It's because of Obama's policies, which make no sense. And well, they can give him crap because if it, you know, when it's going downhill, well, you think about, well, look at it like this, you know. It's funny how Michelle Obama said that, oh yeah, the country's falling apart as soon as she left office. Trump hadn't done anything. You got to remember, I guarantee you, they will find something that proves Trump colluded with Russia, whether it's real or not. They'll find something. I mean, when he decided to run for president, they were attacking him 1,000,000%. They're gonna find some way. They're gonna impeach him. Okay, Trump is going down. They're gonna impeach him. They're gonna get rid of him. They're gonna find a way. I guarantee you. We're gonna sit there instead of trying to do something constructive to make America greater, help Americans that need it. We're going to spend all our time, all our money, all our resources. He has had to have done something wrong. I don't care if he was 16 years old and he drank back in 1913. Okay, if Trump did that, we're going to find it and we're going to exploit it. We're going to ensure that he can't become president because he drank underage. That's all they've done. That's all they do. They don't care. You know, we all bleed the same color. Are you black? Are you white? Are you left? Are you right? No, we're Americans. We're humans. We all bleed the same color. We're all in this together. Jeff Sessions wants to enact laws that basically stop Obama era. Obama basically said, okay, and this is one thing I agreed with Obama. Okay, if we're Indiana and we want to legalize pot, And the people vote on it. Shouldn't we have legal pot if we vote on it? California wants legal pot. Why should you stop them? The voters want it. Oh, but I guess he's going to spend every $1 billion resource he can get his hand on to attack Colorado. Be prepared because they're going to come after. They're going to take legal pot shops. They're going to raid them. They're going to come after them. I can't wait. I don't know if this includes medical or not because I know Chicago and Illinois said we're doing a trial run on medical cannabis and we will fight back if you interfere with if the federal agencies come in and try to stop the medical pot in Illinois. They said that the police will go after the feds. They will fight the feds if they have to. But it's a government by the people. For the people. If you don't like pot, that's fine. Legalize heroin. Legalize it. Why not? How many people are just going to say, oh, crap, thank God it's legal, now I can use it? Are you kidding me? You really think people are going to run out there in droves to use heroin just because it becomes legal? Are you that stupid? Okay. I vote to legalize marijuana in Indiana. And it passes. We should have that right to have it. You're having a government and a person that is taking what you want and squishing it. Like some of the original healthcare reforms that they had. We're going to allow Obamacare to stay. If you want to have that, if you think that healthcare is great, you can have that. But you don't have to. There's going to be many other options. I mean, if you want pot legal, you should have that right. It's only illegal because they had to find some way to demonize it because the DEA, well, when they couldn't keep alcohol legal, they couldn't keep it illegal. Even with Al Capone giving millions of dollars to keep it illegal, no, they couldn't keep it. Alcohol legal. They had to come up with something else. We got to have something to put money towards. Okay, how can I ask for money from the government to fund an agency that there's nothing they're fighting for? If you ever see those, you know, this is your brain on drugs, any questions, look up those commercials. You know who donates money to those anti-drug campaigns? Alcohol and tobacco industry and pharmaceutical industries. Why? Because, morphine is safe. Tobacco is safe. Liquor is safe. Pot, it's dangerous. It's ridiculous. It's the voice of the people being thrown out the window. And it's not Trump. It's Jeff Sessions that's doing it. And if you think it's a Republican thing, when Bill Clinton was president, there was a guy that was paid to study it, and he studied it, and he goes, why in the hell is marijuana even illegal? It's the safest drug out there, safest therapeutic drug known to man. And they said, shut up and get out. We don't want to hear it. We were hoping you would say it's dangerous. They didn't want to hear, and that was one of Bill Clinton's people. And they basically paid him immensely to shut up, that it was safe, and keep his mouth closed. That was a Democrat. That proved, why is it even illegal? I don't understand. It's so safe. It's so harmless. It's so beneficial. So it's not here's another Republican, you know, a Democrat tries to do something. There were more actual raids on dispensaries under Barack Obama than under Bush. You know, now, from what I'm understanding, like this sanctuary city thing in California I don't think it was a voted on thing. I think it was a thing that was brought up to Congress and bam.
Yeah, it wasn't.
So it's not like the will of the people want this.
No,
it was
shut down.
The blood is on the hands of Governor Jerry Brown. Kate's family, I'd love to have you have a televised interview between the family and Jerry Brown. Explain this to me. A guy that should have been deported, killed our daughter, and now you're going to let people like him stay? You're going to harbor them? You're going to allow them to live there? Murderers and serial killers? Boo-hoo they're illegal. What do you mean, boo-hoo? If you're illegal, you're not supposed to be in this country anyways. Like where I live, they have a thing at Purdue University near there where they have a citizenship ceremony of all the people who did it legally, and they take the oath. It's a beautiful thing. And I've seen it, I've witnessed it, and I've been like, congratulations, thank you. And he goes, oh, it's so great to be able to support America and the American flag. And, you know, what I had to do to become an American citizen, and you have people who were born here that take a knee, I don't understand.
They get madder than my American.
Yeah, they get madder. Yeah. I've met a couple that became citizens that were like, irate. He goes, this is bullcrap. Well, don't worry, because the NFL is down 10% viewership. People aren't done with it. But it's nice to see people who come to this country the legal way, outraged. He goes, then why do you live here? If I don't like what Iran does, I need to do what I can to try to get out of the country and find a country that will let me be who I am. Yeah. If you guys got kids, probably not something they want to hear about, but this is really, as we started off with an interesting year, a 16-year-old boy, New Jersey boy, gunned down parents, sister, and family just before midnight on New Year's Eve, turning the family home into a bloodbath that his brother and grandfather managed to escape, investigators said Monday. And his name, he's a minor, so his name has not been released, and I don't think we'll ever find out who it is. He's a juvenile, so they can't. It may have been leaked, but yeah, he may have, but technically, since he's a minor, the press doesn't release it. If the son said it, he would have, but Stephen, 44, Linda, 42, Brittany, 18, and Mary, 70. It's just, I don't know. And they haven't really said what's gone. It's just sad. Yeah, it's very, from what we know right now and the little information. Hello, folks, and welcome back. I don't know what happened. It just said I was disconnected, so who knows what. That's gotta love technology. Gotta love technology, but I'm back, folks. And as I was talking about, because who knows where I left off, I'll have to listen later, but that, I don't know what's going through a person's head that just wants to kill people. I don't understand. Because, you know, God gave me my wife, my God gave me my parents and my relatives. And yeah, there are relatives that I want to strangle sometimes with love. I want to kill with kindness. But
strangle, yes.
Yeah, but I mean, you love them. I mean, I wouldn't wish anybody harm on anybody. Except for maybe, you know, Whoopi Goldberg or Joy Bear, you know, or but hey, it's one of those things that, you know, I believe in the voice of the people. I just like this new book that's going to come out that's a tell-all about the Trump administration. I'd love to see them try to pull that on Obama. That would never happen. All the stuff that's going on with Trump, where was that when Obama was president? Why weren't they doing that when Obama was president? I wonder why. Oh, because, see, Obama's Jesus Christ. So, you know, I mean, he's just perfect. You know, Obama's perfect. So he did nothing wrong. He had the most perfect presidency ever.
No scandal, nothing.
No scandal, no nothing. You know, the stock market was at record highs. Well, not really, because it's at record highs now. Oh, no, he did have a record high of food stamp. Didn't? Yeah, he was. his food stamp was at an all-time high. I mean, he helped support those people that were like, someone's going to pay for my baby. Someone's going to pay for my kids. Someone's paying for this, man. Someone's going to pay for this, you know. All these kids, it's like that video that this made me sick. And this is an old video. And I think it was in Georgia where this lady's like, they had like a glitch in the food stamp system. No one's telling me my kids are going to do without. No one's going to tell me, well, then why don't you do something to try to help your kids? You know, you sitting there for 5 hours in line trying to get food stamps. Why don't you try to do something? No, you're just going to sit at home and collect a check and get pissy when you don't get your money. Instead of, when did we get to a society where, guess what, folks? The government that mishandles money so bad, don't worry. They're going to help you. I trust the government about as far as I can throw my wife, which means I couldn't throw her, so I don't trust my government. And you're gonna expect them in control of money that's going to help you? Why don't you try to earn the money? See, if you earn a paycheck like I do and my wife does, then you look at the paycheck and you say, wait a minute, why are my taxes so, what the heck? Bull crap. That's why people like me looked at those stimulus bills and goes, why is there $20 million to put windows in a building that don't exist? Well, actually, the building exists. It's brand new. They didn't put windows in the building. That was just a way to explain where the money went, even though it didn't go there. As long as they use that as an explanation. You know, you can tell the people who earn a living because they bitch about where their money is going. But anyways, that's how it is. You know, hopefully this, how would you call it, this tax reform is going to help us. 80% of the people are going to get a tax break and get some money back, and there's going to be some loopholes. You know, when everyone talks about, oh, this tax reform bill is only going to help the rich fat cats, all these billionaires and rich Trump people, you know, people like rich, like, you know, the rich people, all these rich Republicans are going to benefit from this. The American people aren't going to be helped at all. Okay. So I guess Hillary Clinton's not rich. You know, where explain to me where there's no rich Democrat. Explain to me how Harry Reid is not rich, how Hillary Clinton and Bill Clinton are not rich, how Nancy Pelosi is not rich, how Jesse Jackson is not rich. No, Democrats, no, Republicans are rich. Democrats are wealthy. That's how it goes. You know, this tax. Okay, well, let me see for myself there, Nancy Pelosi. Let me get my paycheck. Because my paycheck under Barack Obama, I lost tons. My taxes quadrupled, if not octupled, under Obama.
Healthcare doubled.
If not, I'd say healthcare like increased by like a millionfold. I used to take pain meds that were $750 from the same insurance company for years and years and years and years. And as soon as Obamacare went, it went from like $750 to like $10 to almost, it was like $15 from the same pharmacy. Yeah, but there will be a civil war in this country. If these states that said, hey, we voted to legalize pot and you're going to attack it, we're going to fight back. There is going to be some civil war in this country. It's nice to see a man that said, hey, I have a cush. I could have a cush life, but I'm going to run for the highest office in the land to try to do something to help this country. And doesn't people like Whoopi Goldberg and Joy Bayer and people on the left realize that we're laughing at them, that we think they're like cuckoo for Cocoa Puffs? I mean, I would love to take someone like Joy Bayer and I'd love to have her tested mentally, like by a psychologist. I'd be scared to see the results, but that's the country we live in. This is very interesting. I've always been fascinated by this. A YouTube personality, Logan Paul, has apologized for sharing a video that apparently shows a body hanging from Japanese forest that is known as the suicide spot. I guess there's this forest that people claim that you can be the most nicest, kindest, caring person, and when you wander into that forest, you just get really sad and depressed, and they say thousands of people have committed suicide there. Even people that were just drawn there by curiosity, that were like perfectly healthy as a horse, that had no suicidal tendencies or thoughts or anything, and they just wham. So I want to thank you all so much for tuning in to the conversation. I hope you feel a part of, and I want to apologize for that glitch, whatever, the phone call disconnected, so I don't know what the heck. You got to love technology. Really, I don't. It's that thing sometimes made our lives worse. Because they had that South Park episode where they're like, there's no internet, and when Shelly meets her darling Amir, they're like, they couldn't talk to each other in person, so they're like, turned away. And, oh, I'll write you. Instead of, like, communicating in person. I mean, at least me and my wife, we didn't meet on, like, plenty of people out there, whatever those websites are called, many of women or whatever. You know, we met pretty normal. Kind of. 50-50. Yeah. Yeah, we love her. But, you know, it's like, you know, people can't, like, I mean, when you go out to eat, you know, when I go out to eat, I can put my phone down and stare at my wife and try to talk to her. And, you know, and sometimes when she's done playing her games, she can talk back. But, you know, hey, that's how it goes. But you sit there and you go, well, we need that. We need more interaction. We need more of that in this world. We need people coming together and talking and that's what we don't have. You have people that are bone dead clueless, that don't understand basic fundamentals of principles of money. Okay, well, yeah, well, guess what? I start a restaurant. I'll cater your thing for free. Sure, I'll help out that benefit. I'm not doing it. They're getting it for free, but I got to pay for it. It's getting my name out there. And eventually what happens is people try to milk that. Hey, you're new. Hey, why don't you do some benefits for us? Why don't you do benefits for us? And before you know it, no, you want to get your name out there, but then everyone thinks, well, hey, no, I'm entitled to, since you're new, I'm entitled for you to do something for free to get your name out there. No, I'm not. I'm not entitled to do anything. I might say, hey, it's going to cost me $300 to do all this, and I'll do it for $300. I won't charge you. I won't make money off of it. Everything I buy and everything that I'm going to do for this gig is going to cost me $300. Without making any money off of it, I'll do it at what it costs. I'll do it at cost for you. If you want, I'll charge $1,000 for my labor and everything. I can do that, but no. I'll do it for $300 what it at cost. You know, every, it's like there was a MASH episode where they got a bathtub and he's like, yeah, I got a bathtub. And this is, MASH takes place during the Korean War. And they're sitting there and like, when one person finds out, then they all feel they're entitled to use a bathtub that one person did what he did to get it. And then they sell the bathtub to get one person who is very sick some ice cream that he desperately wanted. And what happened? Everyone assumed that they were entitled to the ice cream because it was brought to the base instead of giving it to the one person that it was intended for. And that's what's wrong with this country. Everyone thinks that they're entitled to everything. Oh, I shouldn't have to work. I should just be given everything. I'm entitled to everything. Because I was born in America, I shouldn't have to work. I should just be, have everything given to me. I should just have a card that I can go to Walmart and buy whatever I want. And that's the problem. We have an entitled society where everyone, people think, oh, I'm entitled to either, there's two types of entitlements here. I'm either entitled to go to college for free or a college degree entitles me to a job. Wait a minute, I have a degree, now I'm entitled. No, all a degree means is you know how to do your craft. Whether it's a plumber, electrician, a doctor, a lawyer, a teacher, a clown, whatever. What you're entitled to with the degree is the ability to know how to do your craft. If you're not getting, if you go to college and you get a degree, you're entitled with that degree to that university. They should be telling you when you leave, you won't be able to do this type of stuff. They can't guarantee you a job. They can't guarantee you work. People just assume that, well, I'm either entitled to free education or, hey, I've got a job, I got a degree, I should be guaranteed work. And most people think, oh, I got a college degree, so why should I have to bust my butt? I should be sitting in some CEO's office kicking it. You know, spending $100 million on a toilet and a bathroom remodel and just living the good life. No one wants to work their way. No one wants to do anything. There's two types of, and that's what I do even in my line of work. I look for two types of people. There's bosses and there's leaders. A boss is someone that will sit on that 20-ton boulder with a whip telling you to move the damn S, some bitch. A leader is someone that's got a rope attached to it like you, and they're pulling it and telling you, follow me. Who do you work for? Do you work for someone that thinks they're better than you? Because you're the janitor and they're the CEO? Or do you work for someone that respects you and is an equal? You can sit there, I can sit there, and there's two responses to questions I've had asked before, because there are a lot of places, like a lot of restaurants, by their thing, you can't drink at that bar. So like if you work at Applebee's, I don't think some of those places like Applebee's or Chili's, in the books, you're not, as an employee, allowed to go to the bar and drink. Some allow it, some allow like soda or water, but no alcohol, you know, whatever. Every place is different. You know, a lot of them, you can't go party with the managers. It's forbidden. Some people, it's the exact op. It's like, you know, like if you say, hey, let's go party with the manager will be like, I can't, you know, they'll act like they're better than you are. And what I tell the boss is, huh, no, I don't party with you. Even if I could, I wouldn't. You know, but there are two types of people. People that think they're better and people that, hey, if you have to shovel poo-poo, I'll shovel poo-poo. If you're going to be asked to do it, I'll do it. And that's what we need more of. We have these kids that just, oh, I'm going to be the CEO now that I got a degree. No. Work your way up. Wabash National in Lafayette, Indiana, they're dying for welders. If you got skills as a welder, they will take you in a heartbeat. Oh, I'm going to have to get my hands dirty and probably wear steel-toed boots? Oh, darn. I remember when my dad's company did all the electrical for United, they had platforms. And then if you don't know what a platform is, what they have is they have, like, when the planes come in the maintenance hangar, they have a platform that the plane goes under. When you get on this platform, you're able to work on the wings and all different parts of the plane from this platform. And you can plug in arc welders and all your equipment, and I'd help do the electrical for those. It's not easy work. But back in the day, hey, I can do it. I'll help them out. The 240 volts and the 120 here, the 240 up here. And that's what people don't want to break. People don't want to have, for some reason, the knuckle busting work, people don't want to do. It doesn't mean that, I mean, because of my myopathy, I'm trying to find at some point something that's less demanding on my body because of my myopathy, not because I mean, I grew up in 6 a.m. till midnight shift restaurant work. And I have no fault of my own. It's getting hard to do, you know, 9-hour shifts. You know, and whatever I go or whatever I do, I know what it takes. To do, there's that drive in me that says, hey, look what I can do. Look what I've done. Look what I made. Yeah, I spent $500 to make it, and I could have bought it for 20, but hey, guess what? I didn't realize what the supplies cost. No wonder it cost that much. Oh, yeah. It's good, though. It's people don't want to work. People don't want to get their hands dirty. It's fun sometimes to come home. I don't mind dressing up and being really fancy and going out to, I remember I took my wife up to the Keystone at the Crossing Mall in Indy. I'm like, I want these chairs. I love them. I'm like, yeah, okay, can you get a credit card? What do you mean? They're like 20 grand each, but they're from, Restoration Hardware. I love that store. Has some beautiful furniture. But it's like you could take every piece of furniture we've bought and not even come close to paying for one of their chairs. But I'm sure they're very, 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 very high end, high quality stuff. I guarantee you it's not like vinyl glued together. No. Well, it better damn be for that price. It better last for about 30 years for that price, heck. But yeah. But it's just one of those things that I don't mind. But I know what it takes to get my hands dirty. And most people don't get that. They just want stuff handed to them. And Oh my, I don't, you know, like when I've been in stores and yeah, I've got a 4 hour. Yeah, they want to try to give me a break and I'm only working 4 hours. I hope I don't get a break. You know, so kind of how it goes. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in, and I want to get into a little bit of Premier League action while I've got, we got the transfer window going on here, and it's kind of interesting about what's going on. Will we get Ozil, you know, will we get Golem, or, wow, there's talk of possibly Danny Rose or Malcolm from Bordeaux. The Bella or Griezmann, I'd love to have. They're going to be any of the major signings, I think, would be in the summer, which is going to be a very shortened transfer window because we have the World Cup and there's not going to be a lot going on when people are playing for their country. But I do, there's also would be 20 grand now. It's what's left on his contract. His contract's up in May. And if he doesn't force the hand to come to United now, I think he is going to probably not want to play so he doesn't get injured much and then look at going overseas. I think if he doesn't come in January, Ozil, I think, will easily go overseas. I do believe that. There's lots of talk about possibly Manchester United getting Danny Rose, and I tell you, $50 million, that's a waste. If he's even considered, that is a waste, because Luke Shaw is a better player, in my opinion, and that's who he would replace. You know, we need, in the January transfer window, we need someone that's going to improve the team now. We don't need someone that in 2 or 3 years is going to improve the team. We need improvement now. It's not Jose Mourinho's fault. He's doing the best he can with the players he has. Like I've said before, you know, he's doing the best he can. There's not much you can say. If you look at the manager, if you look at City, and you look at Manchester City, they're doing something that no team has done before. I mean, I think Jose Mourinho may want out at United if it came to the board not backing him. I mean, if the board doesn't back him, of course. Of course he's going to sit there and say, hey, wait a minute. I want out. I mean, it's that simple. I mean, it's that simple. I mean, if the board's not going to back him, he would eventually say, hey, I tried to make this team, and it's not my fault. I'm only one guy. If the board's not going to back me, hey, I'm sorry. If the board's not going to back me, how can I make the team better if I can't get players that we need? You know, would Pepe Guardiola go to City with the team that United had? No, Pepe Guardiola wants to go to a team that he can add players to that's great. I mean, City came recently from a team that has a championship. They recently won. He came into a lot of great players. You know, we need to get some players that are going to change the club now. Also, we'll definitely do that. Sandro or Golem would definitely do that. You know, DiBello and Griezmann, I'd love to have either of those two players. Highly doubt it. And that's going to be in the January transfer window. That's going to be in the summer transfer window. But I really do think, I do see a... I do see, I just see we lack chances in the box. We don't have good crosses. And that's, you know, we kind of as a team feel frustrated because we're doing the best we can with who we had. I wish I don't think, but like, I mean, Sandro would be a fullback, which we don't really need, but we need fresh blood in there. The problem we have is when you look at the team as a whole, we need to get some Premier League proven players that we don't. Well, he's great. Granted, he's in the French league and he plays for PSG, but will he be able to transfer to the Premier League and be, you know, because I thought Mkhitaryan was going to be great, because he was, but he has not been able to adapt to the style of the Premier League, the fast-paced style of the Premier League, and he doesn't have the stamina to keep up. And whoever we get, and I hope we get a couple signings, it's something that we need to have happen. We need to get some Premier League proven players. Like, Ozil would be great because he would affect the team now, but it's something that he's going to have to push and say, hey, I want out. I want out my, you know, hey, if he doesn't go to United, he's probably going to not want a lot of playing time so he doesn't get injured, so that when his contract's up, he can go if he wants to. I mean, there's been rumor that he may want to stay at Arsenal. I look at it like this. What has Austin Wenger done for you guys in the last, like, 9 years? He's got one piece of hardware? Mazzara from Leicester City is looking very, very good. He's got 7 goals, 8 assists, and there's talk of him. And this is, granted, it's a short, you blink and this transfer window's over. And I know it's like, I think it's that month where people try to, I think it's like, hey, all this stuff that we do, it is hilarious, because I think, like, a lot of these rumors and stuff are just started as a milk machine to, hey, we want to sell the Sun Times. Okay, let's put this article out. You know, let's say this, let's say that. You know, man, anything, any related transfer to Manchester United, it's going to get people to read and get people to the paper or whatever. About 90 seconds left in the program, folks. I want to thank you all so much for tuning in and going through the glitch when this thing disconnected for some reason. I don't know. My internet was still working, so why the telephone disconnected, I have no idea. But thank you so much for tuning into the program that I hope you feel a part of, folks. And just remember, folks, your voice matters. You know, if you vote for something you want to have, you should be able to have it. The government shouldn't dictate what you can and cannot do. If you legally vote and say, okay, hey, we want medical cannabis, why is the government trying to stop it? You know, just like, I mean, hopefully as an Obama supporter, there were things you didn't like about Obama. He wasn't perfect. Trump's not going to be perfect. And if administration and his cabinet people know him, there's going to be things about Trump's people you're not going to 100% agree upon, and with Jeff Sessions, it's one of them. I want to thank you so much for tuning in to the program that you're a part of, and remember, folks, with a firm alliance and the protection of the we put to each other, our lives, our fortunes, and our sacred honor. Till next Tuesday, good night, and God bless.